time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be a part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. With me for this half hour is Colonel Pam McGinty, U.S. Air Force retired. She is part of the Elks Lodge out in Pensacola Beach. So you're obviously retired Air Force. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes, I've been retired for a while. It was 2011, and I was a weapons system acquisition officer when I started and finished up as a foreign affairs specialist. And my last job, I was at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. And I was a civilian at the time because I'd already retired. And my daughters live in Pensacola. So I said, what better place to go to than Pensacola? And my daughter said, yeah, and mom, and you should buy a place on the beach. I said, oh, okay. So I ended up on Pensacola Beach and I love it out there.
Oh, wonderful. The Elks Lodge, you're part of that. How long have you been with that group?
Been with them about 4 years. A lot of people told me about the Elks Lodge and all the good work they do, and it was very convenient to my house. So I put in an application, got, you know, you have to get, have a background investigation, be vetted, and then you officially join. And so I've enjoyed it. I've tried to get really active and be a part of everything. I help out with our fundraisers, Taco Tuesday. Then I heard about the Veterans Day Parade, and I said, oh, I should help with that too. And so I started doing that 4 years ago, and then I got talked into being the chairman, which is a big role and a big responsibility. But I'm a pretty good organizer, and I have a great team of volunteers that help. So we figure if we're going to put this much work into it, we're going to have a really good parade. We're going to honor our veterans, which is what it's all about. And I just start out every meeting talking to my volunteers about, remember, this is about the veterans. Everything else can fall to the wayside, but this is the day for the veterans. And we start at 2 o'clock. And, well, actually, we start earlier than that. We have a barbecue under the lodge for the veterans, spouses, and our volunteers and our drivers. And we treat them to gourmet hamburgers and hot dogs.
Oh, nice.
From 11 to 1.
Works for me.
Yeah, it's good. And then we kick off the parade at 2 o'clock at Panaferio and Via de Luna. And it's only 0.82 of a mile. And we end up at the pavilion and have a whole ceremony after that.
So it sounds like a lot of veterans are part of the Elks Lodge.
Yes. So most of my volunteers are veterans or spouses of veterans. And we do a lot of charity work and a lot of activities with veterans in the community as well.
Talk to me about the parade. What are people going to experience as the parade commences?
So we'll start out with the color guard from the junior ROTC at Gulf Breeze High School. And then we have a grand marshal this year, and very fortunate that he was available. We're going to have Rear Admiral Cherico. He's the Naval Education Training Command commander at Naval Air Station Pensacola. So he'll be in the first car, convertible. And then we, from there, we have about 60 cars with veterans, and they're all convertibles. We put a banner on the side. It tells about their service, what combat zones they were in, the years of service, and, of course, their name and rank. And we have anybody from still active duty to World War II veterans.
Talk to me about the World War II veterans that are going to be there.
Well, last year we had several. This year, right now, I only know of Charlie Brooks, who's also an Elk. He's 97 years old, and he saw combat in the Pacific.
Wonderful. So he's going to be there talking about his story a little bit?
He won't be talking, but he's going to be riding in a convertible.
Okay.
And he'll be, you know, have a seat of honor there at the ceremony afterwards. But we do have another gentleman that's going to do a little cameo appearance. He was a POW in Korea, and Jeff Layton. And he's going to come out and talk about his 11 months of captivity in Korea.
Okay. And you mentioned the convertibles with the rank in the combat service. So obviously everybody from World War II to Operation Iraqi Freedom, for example.
And Afghanistan war veteran like me, that'd probably be on mine. Or if they were in Iraq, you know, whatever specifics they give us, we'll put it on the banner and we affix it to both sides of the car so everybody can see who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And usually everybody's thrilled to see them, and our veterans are waving and greeting everybody. And
yeah.
We also have some people from the Blake Assisted Living Facility. They're veterans. They came out last year, and they ride in their van. And most of them are Vietnam, Korea veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of a program, another outreach program we have. But I thought, you know, we need to honor our assisted living forgotten warriors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's part of the Forgotten Warrior program. So talk to me about that, how you got involved with that and making it part of the parade.
Well, Kerry Siegel is actually the guy that started it. He's an elk, and he had done it, similar program at another lodge. And he brought it to Pensacola when he moved here. And he's got five participating assisted living facilities right now. And he'll go out about once a month, and he'll have coffee and donuts with the veterans and the spouses. And he'll pick somebody, you know, to talk about their service.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll bring out all their hats and their paraphernalia. And people get to learn about what they did. And it really is a boost for our veterans out in the assisted living, because as the name goes, Forgotten Warriors,
mm-hmm.
they have a lot to live and talk about, you know, that they've done.
Absolutely. And veterans like being around other veterans and sharing the camaraderie.
And then we also do a thing for them at Christmas. We put baskets together, and we try to go with the service, you know, like a blanket for the Air Force or Marine Corps, some Old Spice, shaving kits, that kind of stuff. We had a veterans round table, and one of the gentlemen said, yeah, I'm still using my Old Spice from last Christmas. So I thought, okay, this is useful. But a team of us, you know, volunteers goes out to the assisted living facilities and delivers them to their rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And it is nice.
Yeah, and so they're going to be at the parade as well.
As many as we can get to come out, we're going to have them out. And hopefully some of them got a little tired last year from the Blake, and they ended up not coming to the ceremony, but I'm hoping they can stay for the ceremony this year because I want to have them recognized.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So talk to me about the entertainment, because I was watching some video from a prior year, and I saw some people with bagpipes and kilts. Are they going to be there again?
We're not going to get to have the McGuire's Pipe Band, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
They are not available, but we are going to have the Gulf Breeze High School Band. And last year they played all the patriotic songs, so it was really wonderful. And we have a group of ladies from the Pensacola Beach Women's Club. They're going to be dancing queens, I call them. And they have a really cute little routine they do. I saw them doing their routine at Mardi Gras Parade on Pensacola Beach. And I said, would you come out for this?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we will. So another group that we're going to have is the Pensacola Beach Elementary School.
Mm.
I talked with their principal, and they are thrilled to be in it. We put a banner together for them, and she said all the kids are going to wear red, white, and blue, and the parents. So they're going to come out this year. And the Chamber, we've just become a member of the Chamber of Commerce. They're going to put us in their advertisements, which will be nice, and they're going to participate with us. We have the Patriot Guard.
Oh, great.
And a friend of mine, Sean Maynard, retired colonel, he's, you know, we kind of hooked up with him to say, hey, will you come out and support us? So they're going to be there. So, and then, you know, we'll have a fire truck at the beginning, and we'll have the sheriff's posse. And then we have sheriffs that help us out every year with, you know, safety and traffic control. And many of them are veterans as well.
Mm.
And so we're going to introduce them and make sure we say thank you for helping us, and you know, let's, you know, talk about your service as well.
So. Yeah, that's great to hear about the elementary kids and the high school kids being part of this. And I think maybe they have family members, you know, in service presently. But for those that don't, it's great for them to be around other veteran or to be around the veterans and to have that history and that experience with them.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, wonderful. So you, talk to me a little bit more about the program, I guess, and what people can expect from the program piece.
So we really have three parts to this. I keep telling all my volunteers, this is a three-part event, not just one and done. But the first part, we go from 11 to 1, and we do a barbecue under the lodge. And unfortunately, we can't feed everyone. We especially invite our veterans, a spouse, our drivers, and our volunteers. And we serve hamburger, hot dog, and chips. And we kind of enjoy that under the lodge from 11 to 1. And then we're going to do a little caravan down to the start of the parade. The sheriff's deputies are going to lead my approximately 70 vehicles down there. And we line everybody up. And then behind the veterans, we put all the other groups that are joining us, like the high school band, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, the people I've mentioned before.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. Royalty discounts for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Beach-a-ween is back on Friday from 4 to 8. Bring the family out to the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk to enjoy a free night of fun. Bounce houses, games, face painting, food, and
a Cat Country Kids costume contest.
This freaky fun event is brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Celebrate Beach-a-ween on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk from 4 to 8 on Friday. It's Beach-a-ween.
Trick-or-treat!
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
Join Foo Foo Fest Monday on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Guests will be Dr. Kenneth Phillips, Department Head of Performing Arts at Pensacola State College, Charlie Smoke with the Choral Society of Pensacola, and Timothy Brooks with the Wide Angle Photo Club. Get all the details and make your Foo Foo plans by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 10 a.m. Foo Foo Fest begins October 31st in downtown Pensacola.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Colonel Pam McGinty, U.S. Air Force retired with the Elks Lodge, putting on the Veterans Day Parade out of Pensacola Beach. We were talking before the break a little bit about the program and what that all entails, so let's continue that conversation.
I think we'd finished the cookout mm-hmm. under the lodge from 11 to 1, and then we're going to take everybody down, start the parade promptly at 2 o'clock. And we started down at Panferio in Via de Luna, which is towards the Portofino side, for people that aren't that familiar with the beach. And then we go toward, we end at the pavilion on the beach at Casino Beach. Mm-hmm. And everybody pulls over. We have all our veterans get out and, you know, come up to the stage, the ones that are being recognized. And then shortly thereafter, we'll start our final ceremony, which is the ceremony on the pavilion. We have our Grand Marshal, Rear Admiral Cherico, speak. We have Master of Ceremonies Jim Rodriguez. He does a great job every year introducing. And we also have a POW MIA ceremony. And that's going to be led by the American Legion and Gulf Breeze. They help us with the cookout every year, by the way. They come zooming up with their barbecue and cook all the hamburgers and hot dogs and red, white, and blue, and just a great group of people. And then their president, Don Stevens, will do the POW MIA ceremony for us and lay the little thing on the chair commemorating those that are not with us. And then he'll say a few words. So we're always happy to team up with the American Legion, help us do that. And then we're going to hear from our Korean POW. He's going to tell us briefly about his captivity for 11 months in North Korea, which I think will be really interesting, Jeff Layton. And then we'll introduce some of our veterans that are in the crowd. We especially want to recognize Charlie Brooks, who's our 97-year-old veteran, who's an elk, and our sheriff's deputies and our people from the assisted living facilities that have come out especially to be in the parade. And then all the veterans will get recognized. And finally, Admiral Cherico will give his presentation, and he'll talk about his service and the importance of veterans. I'm not sure what all he'll talk about, but we've always had great grand marshals, and I know he's going to be a good one. And then we conclude, of course, with God Bless America.
Oh, wonderful. And who leads that?
Hopefully not me, because I can't sing at all. No, we're right now asking the Naval Air Station. They're going to supply us with one of their sailors that has a very good voice. We're not sure who it's going to be yet, but they're going to sing the national anthem and then God Bless America in uniform. Okay. I think that'll be really sharp.
Yeah, wonderful. For those attending the parade, is this the type of parade where there's usually handouts along the parade route, or?
Well, it's a no-throw parade.
No-throw.
No Mardi Gras beads or anything, but okay. We will have people handing out American flags, and we have another group. I think it's the crew of Rex. They're going to hand out poppies, you know, because it's the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. You know, the poppies from Armistice Day from World War One. So that's very traditional.
Okay, perfect. Is it pet friendly?
Yeah, people usually will bring their pets. We don't have the barricades set up, so, you know, they can just hang out by Geronimo's and the shops right along there with their pets. And we just ask everybody, you know, to stay off the parade route, because since we don't have barricades, we don't want to make sure there's no accidents. And then usually the kids love it. We don't throw candy. We, you know, if we have candy, we have to walk over and hand it to them.
For those attending, are they allowed to go out beforehand and put a, you know, a chair or a blanket down?
Oh, yes, sure.
Okay, so there's no restrictions on that from Pensacola Beach?
Yes, secure your spot.
Yeah, make sure that you have a spot at the parade. And rain or shine?
Well, no.
Okay.
We have, you know, approximately 65 convertibles that help us. Some of the guys are veterans. They have beautiful Corvettes and BMWs and vintage cars. We may even have the British Sports Car Club with us this year. Several of them have shown interest. But if it's raining, we can't put those convertible tops down, and we can't have the veterans, you know, really ride with the tops down. So I'm going to call the parade if it's raining in the morning, and I hate to do that, but, you know, nobody wants to get their car wet, and we don't want a bunch of soggy veterans, old people like me, you know, getting wet and that kind of thing. But we're thinking we deserve good weather this year.
Yeah, let's pray for good weather.
Yeah.
All right, Pep Talk returns after this.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on, start already.
ready.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about this lengthy interview with Bret Baier on Fox News with Kamala Harris and the train wreck that it was for the vice president. Also, assessing Amendment 4 and how you should vote on it based essentially on what you already believe and what will this amendment do. Just trying to clarify what the amendment will actually do in law and based on what you already believe, how you might want to vote about it. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Colonel Pam McGinty, U.S. Air Force retired with the Elks Lodge of Pensacola Beach. We are talking about the 35th Annual Veterans Parade that is coming up. One more time for those just joining us, time, date, location of that.
Okay, it's November 11th, always November 11th, and that's on a Monday this year. And we kick off the parade at 2 o'clock at the corner of Panferio and Via de Luna, and we travel west towards on the north side of the road. We travel west and we end at the pavilion on Pensacola Beach, where we have bands on the beach every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We don't have it, but somebody else does. But that's the parade route. And before, from 11 to 1, we'll also have a cookout for veterans.
That is a great opportunity to come out and remember the sacrifices that veterans and their families make.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I know you also have a golf tournament coming up in November. Tell me about that.
Okay, it's on November 1st, and we've moved it to Tiger Point this year, and we are looking for more sponsors. It's a great fundraiser. We give a lot of charity out in the community, and this is our big fundraiser for that, and we still have some teams left where people can sign up to play in foursomes, and it kicks off at 11 a.m. at the Tiger Point Golf Course. We ask you to contact us at the veteran, well, no, not at veterans, at the Elks Lodge, and we'll give you more information. A gentleman named Charlie Petroni is heading that up this year.
Is it usually like a first, second, third place for the people who play?
Yes, and we have all kinds of baskets and prizes and that sort of thing. Everybody loves this golf tournament. It's really nice.
That's awesome. If they want more details, how can they find...
You know what? They can call me. I will make sure they get the information. That's Pam McGinty. Or call the Elks Lodge, 497. Do you want me to give my phone number?
Yep, give your
okay,
phone
number. Okay, here's my phone number. It's 850-776-9294. I'm not running the golf tournament, but I'll make sure you get to the right people.
All right. Thanks for joining us today, Pam.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.